Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. In the previous chapter, we understood what a fundamental analysis is. In fundamental analysis, we saw it is very important to analyze the numbers related with various aspects of the company, like the sales, the profits, the earnings, and various other things which can impact the share price of the company. However, this chapter, that is chapter 26 on technical analysis, is going to give us a different approach. Why I say different approach? Because this technical analysis is specifically focusing on the price movements. And what they believe is the market price already takes into account various fundamentals of the company. So this is going to be a very, very different approach in terms of analysis. And as I said in the previous chapter, we need to take a bit good things about various approaches and then build our trading strategy. So let's move forward on chapter 26, that is technical analysis. What are we going to learn? This chapter highlights the technical approach of the investment. It elaborates on the technical analysis as a tool to determine which types of share should be bought and which time should be sold. In the fundamental approach, we took the word intrinsic value. In this approach, we are going to understand the price movements. The price movements are going to give us a different type of graphs, and this graph is going to help us understand whether to buy a share or to sell the share if you own it. In this chapter, you will learn what is technical analysis, how it works, and like the previous chapter, you're also going to understand the advantages of technical analysis and the disadvantages of the technical analysis. So the very first question, what is technical analysis? Friends, technical analysis is a tool like any other tool, but this tool helps you to determine which share should one buy and which share should one sell. So every tool has its uniqueness. In technical analysis, the analyst attempts to predict the future price of a share on the basis of a study of its price movements in the past. So if the price movements are in the ascending order, it gives us a good indication that the share prices are going to rise, keep on rising in the future. If the trend is going downwards, then the better decision is to sell because the growth of the company is not seen in the downward trend as such. In doing so, it ignores the fundamental data such as the earnings, profit margins, management competence, industry conditions, and economic factors. This important data we saw is a very basis for doing the fundamental approach. However, in technical analysis, there is an we don't focus more on this, but we focus more on the price movement, and is it argued that these already are reflected in the market price of the share. So whatever the trend the price line takes, it is presumed that it takes into consideration the various factors that we see when doing a fundamental approach. So what is the assumption in technical analysis? The market is usually aware of the company's performance and the industry within which it operates. The assumption is that anything that can affect the price of a share, whether it is fundamental, whether it's political, psychological, and the likes, have already been taken into consideration by the market operators, and that is summarized in the form of the current market price. So this is a basic assumption in technical analysis. It is also assumed that they have considered the present and the expected performance, and that the present market price of a share reflects the collective opinion of the investing public of the share price. So the share price is not just made by any a body of people or some persons. It is a collective opinion of the investing public, and it is presumed that they have taken into consideration all the present and the expected performance, and that is how we see the share price at a particular moment. Now, how does the price movement happen? The price movement takes place on account of the changes in buying or selling pressure. Obviously, when there is more demand, the prices will rise. When there is lesser demand, the prices won't rise. This occurs on account of the diverse internal and external factors such as the profits, the political environment, the predictions, and the likes. The price stabilizes when an equilibrium between the buyers and the sellers is achieved. However, in a volatile market, the equilibrium may not be easily established. Now, what does the record of price movements depict? A record of price movements over a period of time depicts how the investors, that is both the buyers and the sellers, have acted and behaved over a period of time in the past. So once you start analyzing the record of the price movements in the form of various graphic lines, then we can understand how the price movements had happened, what could be the reasons of the upward or the downward trends. It is believed that this record of fast movements will repeat themselves in the future. One basic assumption is history repeats itself, and the technical analysts also strongly believe that the record of the past movements will repeat themselves in the future, and hence one cannot ignore the record of the price movements of the past, because that can be used to predict the price of the future also. Theoretically, therefore, if one purchases a share within that band, he cannot lose, as it has the ability to rise up to its highest recorded price. So the price will not drastically come down. So that is what it means, that if one purchases a share within a band, he cannot lose, as it has the ability to rise up to its highest recorded price. The lower the price within the band, the greater is the possibility of more profits, and hence one should learn to enter at this lower point of the uptrend, and that is where the chances of profit, higher profit, are more. So how does the price movement work? The price movements give an indication of the parameters within which the share has moved during a period of time. It indicates the price to which it has demonstrated its potential to rise and the depth to which it has sunk. The trend in prices is the basis of technical analysis. So if one focuses on its movement, one can actually understand many more things about the company through the price movements. The premise here is that prices move in trends, and a trend is more likely to continue than to reverse. So no doubt you'll have to take a note of the time of reversal, but when you follow a trend which is actually having a good length of uptrend, then the chances of the prices getting appreciated are very high till a point when it starts the reversal of the trend. The charts are preferred to determine the trends and to determine whether the prices are likely to rise or to fall. Within the chart, you can have different, you can have different tool sets to do some picking from the graph and have various interpretations based on various timelines. The key in this approach is to identify the trends in the early stages of development in order to trade in the direction of these trends. For example, if the trend is that the price of ABC would rise, one would purchase it in anticipation of the price rise and consequently profit because of the price rise. Alternately, if it is believed that a share will fall, the technical analyst would just sell them. So this is how the technical analysis works, by following the trend of the price line. Technical analysis also believes in theory. Technical analysis analysts maintain that the price of a share at any time is the balance struck by the buyers and the sellers at a point in time. Let me actually quote a beautiful quote on by Benjamin Franklin. What he says, show me the man who does not believe in history and I will show you a fool. So this statement projects the importance of history and following the history and for predicting the future. Technical analysts believe in history and that history repeats itself, and hence it becomes very important to have an expertise in actually depicting what is seen in the graph of the past, and based on that you can make some good predictions for the future. As the whole theory is based on the assumption that history repeats itself, the approach submits that human nature does not change and man is likely to repeat his pattern of past behavior, because behavior is by people, by humans, and this behavior will continue because the mankind continues. Consequently, all their predictions and charts are based on history. Past figures and trends are used to predict the future, and this is where the technical analysis becomes very useful for actually finding the buying and the selling decisions. So friends, having understood technical analysis, let us look at some advantages of technical analysis. Number one advantage, it is used to determine which shares one should buy and which one should be sold. It is based on the actual price movements in the market and it is not based on anticipated or forecasted estimated values. It takes into account the human nature and the loss of demand and supply. The future price movement of shares can be predicted with the trend analysis. These are the different advantages of technical analysis. Some more for you. The fifth advantage of technical analysis, traders and investors can increase their trading profits with the aid of technical analysis. Technical analysis helps in understanding the collective opinion of the investing public of the share price. Investors can know the possible time to enter or exit the market for buying and selling of securities and take a right position to build their portfolio. Having seen various advantages of technical analysis, now let us look at some of the disadvantages of technical analysis. The main weakness of technical analysis is the assumption that the past patterns of the price behavior will repeat itself in the future. Why this is a weakness? Because there is little or no evidence or the fact to support this. The mixed signal received by technical analysts on some occasions and the difference in opinion of the analysts within them due to different interpretations can cause confusion in the minds of traders and investors. Because once again, a human mind comes into the picture for analysis and different interpretation can come from different analysts. And that is where the confusion can happen as to which opinion to follow. A company's price may be on the ascendant for several reasons. There is no reason to claim or argue that this trend would continue in the foreseeable future. Does not consider fundamentals of a company like its sales, the earnings, the reserves, the assets, growth, liquidity, and the like, dealing with only movement of the price, assuming that everything is considered, can be sometimes irrational. Even though it can suggest the possible entry and exit point, the level of accuracy may not be 100% always. So friends, with this, we can conclude what is technical analysis. The success of technical analysis purely depends on its utilization by the traders and the investors. Technical analysis is definitely a useful tool in determining the possible price movements. However, it must not be relied on solely, because it also has certain weaknesses. One must examine the strengths and weaknesses of the company and the industry within which it operates also, and consider various other factors before deciding to buy a share of a company. It may not guarantee 100% success in generating the profits at all times, because the accuracy is not 100%. However, a constant practice can help the traders and investors to use it as an effective tool to analyze and determine the right shares, build on the optimal portfolio, and reap the benefits in the form of regular income and capital appreciation. Thank you.